Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Candace Smitherman, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Last month, Christian duo For King and Country received a Grammy Award for a hit single and took the opportunity to shine a light on a problem in society. Find out more after this break. Have you ever wondered about the mysteries of your heritage or wanted to know more about where you've come from? Kurt Landry takes you on a spiritual journey through our Christian heritage through his book, Reclaiming Our Forgotten Heritage. Enact your inheritance in Christ today by connecting to your Jewish roots. Don't wait for faith transformation. Seek to understand God's design for your purpose today. To learn more, go to clmmin.com/book. Again, the website is clmmin.com/book. At the 2020 Grammy Awards, For King and Country received the Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance or Song for the single God Only Knows. Dolly Parton joined with the Christian music duo of Joel and Luke Smallbone to perform the song. The song tackles the hidden pain felt by many isolated individuals and how God's love is stronger than the pain. During his acceptance speech, Joel said, "When we stepped in to write this song, we were all walking through really hard moments. As many of you writers know, when that happens, you tend to put something on paper that can reach out to people that are going through the same circumstances." To dear Dolly Parton, who is an incredible human being, it is one of the great moments of our career to collaborate with her and her team. She said something on a call. She said, "I love this song because it's reaching to the marginalized, to the depressed, to the suicidal, which is all of us at some point. Praise God for inspiring this song to reach the vulnerable, and pray that the church will continue to reach the least of these, even when it's difficult. And if you like this story, you can hear more stories about the intersection of Christianity and pop culture on C-Pop. You can find that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.